You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with the mobile app channel, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with actress, blogger, and entrepreneur and founder of the glam app, Kara Santana, the on-demand beauty app currently available in 22 cities. Kara, pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me. That was quite an introduction.
And you're most welcome, and great to have you out with us. So for starters, what ignited the spark in you to start the Glam app? Let's start there.
It's a great question. I was actually on location in Shreveport, Louisiana, filming a television show a few years ago, and I was playing 16th century Native American Indian, and I needed to get my hair dyed, my extensions removed, my nails done, and my eyelash extensions taken off, and I had no car, no knowledge of the city, and I thought, gosh, I wish there was a way to bring accredited beauty professionals to me in my hotel at an affordable price, and I felt that I could start it and create it, so I took the Uber model, and it was born.
And I would say that's creative thinking, and congratulations on that. Now, what three pieces of advice, shifting gears a little here, would you give to college students who want to become an entrepreneur or a business owner?
It's a great question. I mean, I've learned so much, and I didn't go to college, and I don't have a degree in business or finance, and so I've really sort of learned as I go. I think the most important advice I could give someone is, one, you can't be expected to know or do everything on your own. You really have to know your strengths, but more importantly, know your weaknesses. And once you identify those weaknesses, find people around you whose strengths are those weaknesses, and be able to delegate and manage those responsibilities. You're never going to be able to do everything on your own. The second I would think is prepare for failure, because you're never going to get everything right, and failure is just one more attempt at success. So you don't want to be encumbered by the fear of failure, but more importantly, embrace it. And I think the third would be find something that you're passionate about. It is so hard to run a startup. It is time consuming. It is difficult and challenging. And so if you find something that you're really passionate about, hopefully that will alleviate a lot of the work, so to speak, in doing the job.
And sound advice. Thanks for that, Kara. Now, who is your role model, and why would they be your role model?
Yeah, I mean, I have so many role models. I think my mom is the first person who comes to mind, and as cliche as that sounds, you know, she's 60-year-old, high-powered attorney, you know, really living in sort of a predominantly male role. She embraces her world. She embraces her femininity, but she is strong and tough and holds her own. So I really admire and respect that. My grandfather, who was the chief administrator of NASA for 35 years, his family came to this country as immigrants. He was the first person to get a college degree, and he always said that it was about ordinary people doing things that were extraordinary. When I launched the Glam app, I looked at people's businesses that I respected and admired. Jeff Bezos created an incredibly aggressive activation schedule with Amazon and the fulfillment centers. So I brought that approach on to the Glam app. I look at people like Marissa Mayer, who are high-powered, you know, CEOs running their own companies. And I have a tremendous amount of respect for women such as her, Sheryl Sandberg. So I have so many different role models and people that I sort of look to for influence and empowerment. There's not just one.
And thanks for sharing today. We are joined by actress, blogger, and entrepreneur and founder of the Glam app, Kara Santana, the on-demand beauty app currently available in 22 cities here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Kara, what sacrifices have you had to make to be successful?
Oh, goodness. You know, I think I don't really love to look at it as a sacrifice so much as just keeping my focus on what needs to be done. And there's, you know, life is a journey. Having a startup is a journey. Things that I think right now maybe take a second seat to the glam app would be my social life, probably. Time with my fiance. But I think I've done, one of the best things I've done is I've really created a strong team around me. And so there's always someone there to help. There's always someone to bounce ideas off of or carry the burden of work, or whatever that may be. And so I think it's really lessened the quote-unquote sacrifice. But obviously, you know, sleep, relationships, social life, those things do tend to take a backseat. And you know what? I'm happy to do it. And luckily, I have a great support system, a great supportive fiance and friends who, you know, help me and understand that this is just for the time being.
And that's a great way to look at it. Lastly, as an entrepreneur, what do you think is the biggest element to help you stand out as a brand? And how do you actually define success personally?
So to answer the first part of your question, what do I think helps you stand out as a brand? I would say a really concrete voice and vision. I'm always saying to my team, is this the Glam Apps voice? Is this the Glam Apps brand? We have to be identifiable to everybody. And I want, if you don't know it's the Glam App by its wording, you know it by its visuals. It's the feel is synonymous with what we're doing. And so I think really having a strong brand cohesion and brand presence is the number one most important thing. And the second part of your question, how do I define success? You know, I am, unfortunately, one of my worst qualities is I never stop to celebrate the moment of quote-unquote success. I'm always, okay, on to the next thing. But I think if you've created something that impacts somebody in a positive way, whether it's one of our stylists who now has a freelance business that they didn't have before and can bring in money to their household, or a woman who feels good after chemotherapy because they've lost their femininity and we came in and gave them a manicure and a makeover, to me, those moments feel like success to me.
Well, Kara, it's outstanding what you've been able to accomplish at an early age, and you're doing a fine job in creating the Glam App. Certainly wish you nothing but the best and continued success. Where can listeners download the app, get more information, and how could one be in touch if they needed to?
Absolutely. You can download the Glam App in Google Play or iStore, the Glam App. You can visit our website, theglamapp.com, for any questions or additional information. And you can always email info@theglamapp.com to contact us directly.
And it couldn't get any easier or direct than that. Again, Kara, it has been our pleasure to have had you. And thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Have a great day.
And you're more than welcome, and you too. We've been speaking with actress, blogger, and entrepreneur and founder of the Glam App, Kara Santana, the on-demand beauty app currently available in 22 cities. And for more information and to download the app, simply visit theglamapp.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience, and once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.